Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Sober Ventures podcast. This is Will. I know it's been a while since I've gotten a show recorded here for y'all. I just came back and checked in on the stats and see that we are still having new people discovering the show and finding some old episodes and going through the most recent ones. So I wanted to just hop back in here and let everybody know I am still here, and I am still sober, and I hope you are too, wherever you're listening from, wherever you're joining from, however you found us. I just wanted to come in and say thank you for being a subscriber to the show. Thank you for discovering it. I really hope that what you have found has been helpful for your journey in staying sober and in building out your business and mindset as an entrepreneur in sobriety. I know it's always a challenge. It continues to be a challenge for me, even going on 7 years of sobriety. Things always come up. There's always difficult times that in the past would be easy to turn to alcohol or drugs to cope with the difficulty. And whatever you're coming out against in life, just congrats on getting through it so far and maintaining your sobriety and facing it with a level head and all the muscles that you're exercising and staying sober and keeping at it are what really make you and set you apart as a great entrepreneur too. Taking that drive and that passion that you have for your sobriety and maintaining that, and then the strength of your convictions will help you go a long way in your business life as well. So to catch up on the last several years since the last podcast came out, I had a son back in 2019, and he's now over 3 years old, and it's been a joy to watch him grow up with a sober life through sober eyes, and being able to be there for all the moments of watching him grow up through the pandemic, through COVID, through everything that's happened along the way. Maintaining my sobriety has continued to be an essential part of my journey and a part of my personality and keeping strong through it all. And along the way, I've continued to develop my entrepreneurial skills. I have my Edgewise Ventures LLC. I have assisted my parents' Christmas tree farm in Hawaii for the past 5 years as they've gotten that off the ground and have had growing sales every year from me managing their social media and their website and their e-commerce brand and everything that's gone into that. I have a new project that I'm working on with my dad called the Positive Referee Coalition, which is all about soccer referees and good sportsmanship recognition and clear communication for referees to improve their relationship with spectators and coaches and the players. As my dad was a referee for over 25 years here in South Florida, and he came up with this idea of being a positive referee that kind of counterbalances all the negativity that he would always experience as a referee. So I've added that to my arsenal as another project in my sobriety that all these years that he had this concept about 20 years ago. And I never did anything with it back at the time when I was growing up, when I was around with him all the time when we were living together in Miami. I never took the advantage of that time and helped him build out the concept because I was too busy drinking or hanging out with friends or doing everything else that would come up. And now that I have my sobriety, I have extra time, even though I have a young child that I spend every minute of when I'm not at work. I have a clear-headedness and the ability to approach just working with my dad, making new memories with him together as we build up this idea that we want to build into a nonprofit to engage the community and engage soccer enthusiasts and referees everywhere. So staying sober keeps me on the path and with clear eyes and goals to progress and to develop that as well. So those are some of the things that I am up to these days, and I just wanted to come in here and just say hello to the Sober Ventures community. I see we've continued to add more likes and follows on Instagram, and it was such a cathartic experience for me building out this podcast in the first place back in 2017 and talking to these other sober entrepreneurs that gave me strength when I was really early in my sobriety to continue the journey and to push through and build my own skills and efforts. And I want to continue to be there for the community that was there for me. So if you want to be featured on the podcast, nowadays tools like Anchor, which is now part of Spotify, make it so easy to have guests come in and have a conversation together to put it out on the air, that I'd love to have a conversation with any of you that are listening, any of you that follow me on Instagram and follow the journey. I'd love to just have a chat with you. I'm recording this right now on my way back from work in our office, on my way home, and that seems to be some of the best time that I have to engage in these ventures of mine. You might be able to relate. Maybe you're in a 9-to-5 and have a busy family life, and the only time you have for your entrepreneurial endeavors is on the road. That might be where you're listening to this right now. And I just want to say I'm right there with you. That's why I am recording this as it is. But if you want to be a part of the show and tap into the audience that we've built over the years, I'd love to showcase you. I'd love to showcase your business and what you're doing in your entrepreneurial journey through sobriety. So send me a DM on Instagram and let me know you're interested, and we'll set up a time to make a recording and get a broadcast out there and do a collaboration and do whatever it takes to help keep this community growing, because I for one know it was very important to me when I get started. And if you're listening to this now, it's probably also important to you to have that sense of community. So I'd love to be a part of that and along your journey. So with that, I'm just going to cut this one pretty short today. I just wanted to breathe a little bit of life back into this podcast and let those of you that are listening know that I'm here. I'm here to help. I'm here to be a part of your journey in whatever way I can. So just DM me, send me an email. wbradwell@gmail.com is my direct one. Since I don't usually check the Sober Ventures email too much these days, just send me an email, my personal email, and we'll get in touch and we'll make something happen. And I look forward to chatting with you then. Until next time, stay strong, stay sober, and stay reaching out to those goals you have. And we'll talk again soon. Take care.